Can you hear me now? Yeah, thank you. Let me first start off by reminding everyone that in December, just about a year ago actually, we agreed on a very ambitious long-term elimination of discharge of marine litter microplastics into the ocean. And I believe it's worthwhile to recall that quite ambition set by the member states, and that it should give our work some guidance, and we should all be inspired that that is our ultimate end goal. So let me just encourage you to have that in mind when we discuss. As regards the first question on the main priorities in information and monitoring, I find that information is a very broad concept and a lot of things can be contained within information. And we do have quite a lot of knowledge about the sources, the flows, and the extent of marine litter in our marine ecosystems and in the environment. Yet at the same time, we see that there is a need to develop more harmonized standards and monitoring methodologies to give us that information. I do believe that it's also crucial that we have information about the sources so that we can target our policies in the most effective manner. And at the same time, we heard from our colleague from the EU a lot of the monitoring needs, and I would like to echo his call for monitoring of the effectiveness of our policies. I also believe that we should base our measures and policies on the best available information and knowledge, bearing in mind that our knowledge about the issue of marine litter is rapidly changing. I do see that there is a need to have a structure or a mechanism in place for identifying also emerging issues connected to this issue of marine litter and microplastics. And I believe that it is beneficial to have a global structure that will allow us for a stocktaking both on the development of the issue of marine litter, but also on the effectiveness of our responses and measures. Thank you.